touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton, and my special guest today, Miss Melbourne. Yes, Miss Melbourne, Florida is in studio today, so we are going to have a great show. Before I get started, please, let's thank my sponsor, Oliva Cigars. They are the best. Oliva, thank you. They've been great with us. They've been with us for a long time, and I don't think they're going anywhere. They're good people. So, first of all, just to start, we're going to be smoking my cigar. At least I will. I don't think Chelsea smokes cigars.
I'm not great at it, you know.
We have Chelsea Delgado. Chelsea Delgado is Miss Melbourne.
Yes.
Thank you
Miss
for coming
Melbourne.
In, you beautiful
Thanks
woman.
Thanks for having me. It's
I so wanted exciting. You in a beat bikini, but I didn't get that.
It wasn't happening, was it?
Why?
Well, you got to get tickets. You got to get tickets for the pageant if that's what you want to see. You know what I mean?
I will get the footage.
Yeah, you will. It'll be live stream, so you'll be able to watch.
It will be live stream.
Yep, you're gonna stream it.
Let me give everybody what's going on. Chelsea is Miss Melbourne, which is now she's competing for Miss Florida. Correct. Now, listen, Chelsea. I know Chelsea for a while. Chelsea's just a good person. She's doing. You raise a lot of money for charity, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's what I think is good about what we're doing here or you're doing.
Yes.
So. Here we are. It is, you know, the middle of May. When is your pageant?
The pageant itself is May 19th, but we'll be
at
Westgate Lake
Resort.
About a week
and a half, 10 days or something
like
that.
We're in crunch time right now. Yeah.
Wow. So it's going to be in where? Westlake?
Westgate Lakes Resorts. Yep. In Orlando.
Oh, wow. Turkey. That's like, the big place there. Yeah, that's a big
it's
place.
Beautiful. It's Westgate. Beautiful. I've never been there before, and I actually got to go for the workshop that kind of drew me in, and it was a last minute decision. I had reached out to a girlfriend about a different pageant that I was approached about, and she goes, I don't know so much about this one, but this one, Miss Florida for America, you would totally like this one. So I jumped in last minute, and it's been crunch.
You know, listen, I have a friend of mine, and we could call her, do anything you want. Her name, she was Miss Vermont.
Nice.
She's 40, about 42 now.
Okay.
43. She was in the Miss America pageant. She was in it.
Nice.
She did good too. I think she was the top. I don't know what top 10. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman. She's from Vermont. I know she's a doctor. She's actually a psychologist, and she has the Renew Institute in Boca and West Palm Beach. Okay. So she's been in the studio. I know her as a friend. I mean, we go out to dinner occasionally and stuff. Just beautiful. Nice. You know, you girls, I believe, especially how I believe.
Yeah.
I believe, like you, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say your age, but you're not 21.
Right.
I love the age of the beauty of the age of you on to the older even. You know? I just think there's something different. It's different beauty. I like it better, maybe just because I'm an old man.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can get a beautiful one. Don't get me wrong. There's 22, 23-year-olds.
Oh, I know.
But there's something about that maturity level, something about the, listen, they've been around. And let's face fact, they know how to fuck. you know what I mean? On the real, I don't mean that, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful. as a guy who loves to look at women and be around and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just me again. I'm an older guy, but most guys my age will say that, you know, that 30-year-old, 35 or whatever, they're beautiful. They're just that. That's that. I don't know. I think it's the radiation of beauty. I really do.
Yeah,
I think. I think it has something to do with more with security. Inner security.
Yeah. Well, you get into that age where you've been through just enough where it's been hard getting to this point, but you're also have been through enough that you can finally appreciate what you've gone through.
That is Morty. That is our dog.
Oh, he's okay.
Oh, that's our Morty.
He's okay.
Well, he's not
okay
yet.
Last I heard, he was all mangled up.
He was. He still needs another surgery. He made Mr. America pageant. Yeah, he's definitely Mr. America. Right, Nick? He's Mr. America pageant. He's our dog. He's our mascot. Morty, how you doing, Morty? Morty,
he's
such a good boy.
Hey,
Morty.
Yeah.
Morty, where's my Morty?
Oh my
come
gosh.
Over here. Oh, Morty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Is he so great? Oh, Morty. Here's the king. Tell him, Nick. Got to give him Morty voice. Go ahead, Morty.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it. Nick, come on. Nick. Time's a-wasting. Let's hear it.
I haven't
heard it yet.
You're missing the opportunity to give Morty his platform.
Morty, you hear that? He's not going to do it.
He has a great voice for Morty. See?
No, he's trying to start one.
You know, I am a superstar, and I really
I know
don't.
That feeling.
I'm a superstar, and, you know, this isn't in my contract. I have to give him, I cuddle with him.
Yeah? Like a teddy bear?
Yeah, and he makes me pay, so I have to give him coins, cuddle coins, they're called.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I have to give him cuddle coins, and he's got all these coins, and he goes, you know, you don't have any more credit. You have to buy more cuddle coins.
Oh, my God.
He's such a cute dog.
He is so
cute. Chelsea, I know you for a while, so you know, we've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
You're doing it. I love that you're doing this. I really
Thank
do.
You.
I love that.
Thank
could,
you.
One, I helped support some basket.
Oh, yeah.
And people better go out and bet that
Which
basket.
Which is fantastic. Thank you so much.
I gave $300 worth of stuff in that basket. It's a nice basket.
It ends up being more than that. And everything that it's paired with, it's really going to represent Melbourne so well. It's beautiful.
That pass is going to go for good money.
It's going to be great.
Listen, there's a $230 box of cigars, a $50 lighter, a deodorant, so this three. You plus put other stuff in this
thing, right? I did, yeah. So far, I've got a local artist here in town, Sean Creel. He was working on this painting actually a while back.
Wow.
And so I went to him and I was like, hey, I was like, how would you feel about, you know,
good for you
donating a piece of art? Because I mean that's what I've been doing here in Melbourne. You know,
I love what you do. Don't ever stop doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And
really,
so
don't.
he ended up and I'd like to show you the piece because
sure. Can I see it?
I'd like to explain to you the significance of this because it really just all came together so
now,
beautifully.
Now, when is this basket going up for auction?
So it'll be on May 17th. It'll be Friday night, the Friday night before the pageant. We all go in and we present our baskets. They'll all go for a silent auction, but they're going to pick four of them for live auction. So, and this
you're going to have a hell of a basket.
It's going to be
cool. In the raw cost of your basket, I will bet there's going to be $500,000-$700,000 worth of stuff in that basket.
And my basket alone?
Yeah, your basket alone.
I said
1,000.
1,000.
We're past that.
We're past that. Yeah. The piece of art itself is going for $4,000. So
wow, $4,000. My stuff is 500 or four, whatever it is, 300.
Yep.
Then you're gonna have other stuff in there, right?
Yes. Yeah. And they're just coming in right now, so I don't really want to give away everything that's gonna be in that basket just yet.
You can tell us a little bit. Is it like trips and weekends?
We've got a couple spas that are looking at spa trips and. The Crown Plaza. I actually called them. I made contact with them. So
I gave you that one.
Yeah, I know
and
you
did. They
did.
Say yes?
I know they're still talking. So we don't know what the value is yet. We don't know how much they're going to do.
Listen, if they give you one night, it's $150.
Exactly.
$200.
Yeah, yeah. Frank Filiberto is so kind with a Botox package.
He gave you a Botox package. Oh, they're expensive too.
I know. It's so
they're
nice.
Expensive. I knew a dude that I actually knew a guy that got Botox.
Really?
And it's expensive. Listen, I have wrinkles, but I got Nick that takes them out on post. I get Nick. Hey, look at Morty.
Morty.
Is he on? Yeah, Morty. Put him on, please.
Put him on camera. He's,
oh, you
he's
have
such
to
a
have
good
Morty.
Boy.
Look at him. He's the
best. He sits so calmly with that.
He is such a great dog.
Oh,
I love that dog. I found out, you know, it's Nick's original dog. We took him over. I kidnapped him.
Yep.
And
he's
that great?
Oh, look at him.
Really the best dog.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's so sweet.
Yeah. He loves Morty. He's a super dog.
I love his
He's going to be on Instagram.
He's going to have his own Instagram.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
He'll pay the bills.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, see, there you
About
go.
About time, Morty.
Smarter,
just cost
not harder,
10 grand.
Right? Well, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Good,
but
so, let me get back to you, Kate.
Yep. So, Friday
all,
night, the gala.
Okay, you got the gala. This basket goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for you, you're going to Miss Florida.
Correct.
How does that work?
So,
how can we support you? How can this channel, how can my fans, how can all the people we're doing?
Yeah.
We want to support you somehow.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we could support
She will go naked.
I will not.
Nah, maybe she won't.
That was cute, but no.
She's legit, guys. She's not one of mine.
No, so I there is
I'm not
a,
bad,
there is
you know.
A link. You're not?
Well, I might be bad, but not bad bad.
No, so there's actually a People's Choice vote that is where we could really use the support. So let's People's Choice is obviously the people are voting. So I have a link. I have a QR code all set up.
So
on
I can
my
put
website.
That on my
you
channel.
You can put that on your channel, and people can go ahead and click there and do the People's Choice vote. So the cool thing about People's Choice, let's just say hypothetically that I go to this pageant and I don't get anything, but I get People's Choice. They still give me an opportunity to speak and embrace Victoria's Voice, their foundation. So oh, I still get to go and appear and support
and talk about helping
and talk
people.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
So it's really a cool opportunity to even listen. And I'm going into this thing just grateful to be a part of it and knowing that.
Have fun.
Yeah, and I am.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
right.
I'm having a blast. Like, and whatever God has in plan for me,
listen,
it's going to be what it's going to be.
You're raising funds for good things.
Yes.
So
yes,
good for you.
Yes.
I'm all for that. You know that. Yeah. I'm not the God thing. That's just not me.
Yep.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I support it.
Yep.
Because I think everybody has to do whatever they have to do in life to get
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely.
So whatever it takes.
Right.
Obviously, I know that you're not raising money for religion just to screw off and buy a cross for fucking $50,000.
No.
I know that.
Yeah.
You're doing stuff to help people.
Yes.
And I always say I will always support something that is hey, you know, Larry, I want to help people. I want to, you know, we're raising money for abused women or battered wife syndrome. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not, again, religion is just, I've been around it my whole life. And again, I always say whatever it takes for a person to get by in life.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is just pure. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
And listen, you're a beautiful woman, so that helps. But
thank you.
But no, it helps. Like, first of all, Chelsea's going to be at the racetrack with us Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
2:00, we have a tent. You can have booze. You can have this. You can have anything you want. They said food.
Right.
You got anything you want.
Yeah,
and,
wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, and she's going to be out with us. She's going to be walking around. She's going to be talking to the track people. Yep. You're going to have your hash.
I'm going to have my sash and my crown.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. So you guys can take pictures of and you take pictures of people and stuff.
Yep.
So we're going to have fun. We'll be out. We're going to be right there. We're going to be like kind of in the front. And we got the bus going. And
awesome.
We have our tent and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll have
this
cigars.
Will be fun.
And what I'm going to propose here to do to help your foundation,
mm-hmm.
every the starter packs, they're cheap. Every starter pack you sell, or cigars or box earning, we're going to donate $2 every sale you make to your foundation, whatever it is. So if you make 10, 20 sales, if you made 100 sales, you get $200 more, and you can take that in cigars. You could put that anywhere you want. You can put it as a cash gift. You can do anything you want in your basket.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People are going to buy them anyway. So whatever's sold there, we're going to give a portion of that to your foundation.
That is awesome. Thank you.
We thought about it. Nick and I were thinking, how could we, like, obviously, people are going to come get the starter pack, single cigars, our lighters, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, let's give Chelsea, who's going to come here as well, and she can go out and give. We're thinking of coming up with something that you can just give them something to go back to the booth.
Okay.
You know what I mean, Nick? Something like just a little piece, say, go back to the booth, and they're going to give you that for this price.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it'll be
a
discount price, of course.
Yeah.
We're still going to give you the money. Like, in other words, our starter packs go for, I don't know, what does a starter pack go for, Nick? About $45 or something. So if we give them out for $40 or $30, we're still going to give $35 packages that go for $49.
Right.
You guys get a couple bucks. So
awesome.
You can give tickets out that can come.
Yeah, anything is appreciated. Appreciated.
Listen, you're trying to do the right thing, period.
Yeah.
Anybody who questions, that's not, then you're telling another person that their issue is more important than yours.
Exactly.
And that's not right.
No.
All issues are important.
Yeah.
You're helping
people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I know
yes.
you are. I
yes.
know you are.
Yeah.
You are. That's why when, you know, Paul, your fiance, you know, my nephew, comes and says, hey, Larry, I said, Paul, just come here and ask me for it. I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. And what do you want?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know. I said, how about a box of cigars, $230?
Yeah.
A lighter, $50. A deodorant, $30, $15, $12, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to get, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And because that's, you put that in a basket. Yeah. A person who bids on it knows already they got that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
And that's going to add. That's great.
And you got an artist there. You got even, you know, even if they don't like the artist as much, they can say, "Oh, here's another box of cigars. There's another thing." There's
No, let me while we're back on the subject of art. Okay, so the foundation is Victoria's Voice. So Jackie and David,
what is Victoria's Voice? Explain that.
Victoria's Voice. Yeah. So that's Jackie and David's foundation. Okay.
Right. That's the Westgate owners.
And, correct. Absolutely. And so what they're doing, they lost their daughter to a drug overdose. And so what they're doing is they're bringing awareness. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Can you talk to her and I'll have her on my show?
Jackie? Oh, I'm sure she would love to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like,
no, they
you
would.
Know, but I
know.
Will. Yeah, I'm sure.
I want to highlight and help her, help them out. I think people like this who do, listen to me, until somebody, I've had many people that happened to or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the best, not only are they the best guests, they're passionate about what they love.
Yeah,
they
want
to help,
it's
and
from
they
the want to
help other people.
That's right. That's right. Which is what their foundation does. So
good fun.
It's drug education and outreach.
How old
so
were
how cool
how old
was it?
Was a kid?
Oh, God. To look at her age. I want to say she's 27, but don't quote me.
No,
I'd have
I'm
to
not gonna
take
quote.
A look at
but I will tell
age.
You, Chelsea, please, if you can contact them or
you
tell them you got a good show, big show, would love to have you on. And we're close.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, I can go to air, they can come here with the studio.
Yep, yep.
I just want to, listen, that's a great topic.
It's huge.
Because I'm pro drugs, but I'm also pro responsibility.
Right.
You know that.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Drugs is not about what you do.
Yeah.
It's about how you control it.
Yeah.
Because the minute you tell somebody you can't do something, guess what they're going to do?
Yeah. Give it a
do
shot.
Do it.
Give it a shot.
Fuck yeah. I mean, you have kids.
Yeah.
You know what
they
are.
Yeah, I do.
And
I
what
do
you do when you tell them you can't do something? They do it.
They don't do it. Yeah.
And I often
bet. This is the word you get. Bet.
My thing, bet. Chelsea, is listen, people are going to do things.
Yeah.
Let's hope they don't make the choice that ruins their life.
Right.
And obviously this family, they got whatever means, they're wealthy, they're enough that they can handle whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they still lost a daughter to something that they probably thought they can control, but they can't.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing that they talk about on their platform is how do we make you aware of what the signs are? How we don't know. There's just not enough education.
We have to help this people.
We have to help. Like, we have to raise awareness. Like, there is a real problem out there. And not only just the people who are choosing to go do this, but think about somebody who's just trying to grab a dime bag on the street, and what is it laced with? And
well,
then we're losing lives on top of that too, right?
I'm so agreeing with you. Because as a man who might dabble in whatever,
mm-hmm.
I will never talk to anybody unless I know them for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm
very
cautious
right.
about anything I put in my body, whether is this booze or this joint or whatever it is.
I am
pro drugs, but I'm also pro responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I get mad at the government, because we're losing kids that we can end up putting regulations in place for that drug not to have. And if they didn't have to go through the black market, so to speak, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
They wouldn't die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would be regulated. It would be done. You know, we've proved something in this world multiple times from 1920 when they had prohibition. If there's a demand, you can't stop it.
Yeah. Yep.
If there's a demand, there's going to be a supply.
Yeah.
No matter what the price is, there's going to be a supply.
Yeah.
These are things that have been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And you're going to stop it?
Yeah.
Because you think they're going to not do it? No, they're going to get it. It's going to get in, and they're going to pay more, and they're going to root more families or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yep.
My point is, let's help educate.
Educate, yes.
You know, when I grew up, and I'm sure I'll understand this with the people in Westgate.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, they had a lot of education of, this is your brain. This is eggs frying. Here's your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You might even remember that at your age.
Yeah.
Here's your brain on drugs, and it's frying and stuff. Do you know they have none of that anymore?
I know. You know what?
So
how do you
have kids? You have 17-year-old kids. You have a 12-year-old.
And now I have a 16, 11, 8, 7, and now I have a grandbaby. I have a grandbaby now.
I love that.
I mean, this
is
crazy.
I have three.
Three grandbabies.
I have three.
Isn't that the best?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so different than kids. Oh, your own kids, right?
Fuck the kids. You know that. Fuck the kids. That baby.
Give me that baby. Give me the baby. Give me that baby.
Even me.
Oh, no. Give
I still
me
won't
that
change
grand
it.
Baby. Yeah.
I never changed the baby in my life.
Yeah. You no. have. You wait, wait. Say that again.
I've never changed.
You've never.
My life. Never in my life has I changed.
Changed.
A diaper.
A diaper.
Ever in my life. Wait, I lie. I changed my dad's. That's sad.
Okay, well, hey.
You know, he had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And I helped him out, obviously, and as my dad.
Why? Can I ask why?
Why did I help him out?
No, why didn't you, haven't you ever changed a diaper?
That was the woman's job. Oh. I listen,
okay.
Chelsea.
Okay.
Well, I know, don't yell at me.
I want to hear. I want to hear.
Yeah, don't I'm yell listening. At me. In my day, you know, I'm not a kid. I'm 62. Uh-huh. So in my day, I was the mobster out on the street doing my thing.
Okay.
My wife never worked, stayed home, and had her job.
Yep.
And, you know, I respect women. You know that. I respect mothers.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
Because I know and I appreciate what you girls go through.
Yeah.
Because you don't get off.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, I'm done. 4 o'clock's done. I'm done. No, you guys got responsibility 24/7, right. 7 days a week, 3 or 7 days a year, every day of your life.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
It takes a mentalist to fucking handle
that.
So I respect you.
Yeah.
But my thing was I would take pressures off my ex. We were very good friends.
Right.
We had so many people around, grandmothers and people.
Yeah.
I was so bad. I even went to my neighbor once and told her I changed my baby.
Yeah.
But my wife went out because I had a limo and all that. I sent her out with her friends.
You guys were living a very different lifestyle.
Definitely.
Very different lifestyle.
And I said to my wife, I said, you go out, take the limo. I had my driver. I said, take care of them and all that.
Yeah.
And trust me, it was wild.
Yeah.
But they went out and, you know, I'm wild. Anyway, but anyway, so they did that. And I said, I'll take care of the baby. I'll be home. So the baby had to have his change. The neighbor had come over, changed the diaper. But I was also having an affair with the neighbor. That's just the way it was. And I lived in an open relationship, though.
So, okay.
You know,
okay.
I didn't have to. You know what I meant?
I mean,
I'm actually a decent person. Yeah. My word means something.
Yeah.
I will never tell you I'll be monogamous.
You were honest.
I'm not.
100%.
I'm not going to be monogamous.
Yeah.
I'll love you. I'll take care of you or whatever.
Yeah.
But I won't be monogamous.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a believer. And that goes for the woman, too.
Yeah.
I don't believe a woman's going to look at me and say, oh, that's the best one I'm ever having. Listen, I'm a fat fuck. I don't mean that.
No, I understand.
I don't mean that even to be funny. Yeah. I actually believe in that. I believe. Mm. And that's okay. Everybody has their own things.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. And I don't try to push people. Listen, everybody knows what they like or not like in life. I just happen to be that person that says, I love... Because I know how hard your job is really, with kids and women. And it's not easy to take care of your man and then this, and he's not right, and things happen. Listen, that's why I don't blame women. I don't blame men either. You know, relationships and intimacy in relationships are all for the relationship to do themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I never had an issue with my wives, ever, any of my wives, with the sexual end of it or that kind of end or the financial end. We didn't have that issue. And the sexual one was very open. Mm-hmm. So you can do your thing. It doesn't mean you don't love them because you love them more.
Right.
Believe it or not, you love the person more because you realize it's not about the sex acts or whatever. It's about how much they care for you when you're sick or help you when you're done and stuff. And you both care about certain things. Yeah, I mean, of course, and as a believer in animals, I mean, we are animals in this world, whatever you want to call it. Monogamy is not a natural act. It really isn't.
Yeah.
And I respect it, but I almost don't believe in it because you're lusting somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you're not lusting physically, you're lusting in the head. Mm-hmm. You're lusting, you want to call whatever you want. I can go into all that. But it doesn't matter to me. I look my wives and I never had an issue. Never had an issue with the kids. Never had an issue with this. Our issues came up from I lived a bad lifestyle that people can get killed.
Yeah.
And that's why it kind of... And I respect both of my wives.
Yeah.
My second wife left. You probably met her because of me going away. My first wife, the lifestyle I was living was shootings and stuff. I didn't deserve to put them in that situation.
Yeah.
And so it's all, you know, it ended. And it's good. You know what I mean? Good friend. You know,
I had no issues
and stuff.
Yep.
Took care of people. And now I look at it and say, you know... wow, you know, wow, I live the crazy life.
Yeah.
But when I see things like now, I'm very comfortable in my life. You know, whatever I do. And I love what I do. Love it. I'm here all the time. You know that. I just don't. You come here anytime of the night, you'll see me. You know that. You know more than anyway. You and Paul pop here. I'm mad. I'm here. And I look at that unless I'm traveling. Then I look at it like, you have to love what you do, and then you have to try to help who you can. You know, listen, this is more of love than it is anything else, you know, and the platforms you build and everything else you build. And you see the kid who was here earlier. The guy who was on last week, and good young kid, you know, good young kid. He fucked up, but you look at his record, people would throw him down. He's no good. He's bad. He this. He's not a bad kid. I don't care. He looks the gangster tattoos. He's a good kid, man. That kid's a good kid.
Good person.
I can tell it. You can
good
tell.
Good person.
Right. See, I know you. You're a good person.
The energy.
And I look at that. You know, anybody says, "Oh, I love everything about the person." No, we don't. No, because you don't know it. I don't know. I don't know anything. You know what you like sexually. That's your business. What you are and how you handle people in front of me, you're good. You're respectful. You're doing. You're right. Friends, and I love your ambition. I love that, you know, you got little things. And I like that. This kid was good. This kid was introduced by Sam. And I met him at a card game or whatever. And said, good kid. People judge them too quickly.
Them off. They just write you off.
Oh, he ain't following the standard. Well, the standard sucks. And the standard, you guys are fucked up. If you ever think about it. And I look at that and I say, you know, don't judge these kids too quickly. You know, first of all, they're the future, whether you like it. Your son. Whether you like it or not, is our future.
Oh, I know. We had a huge conversation yesterday. He's awesome. He's fantastic.
You know, he makes us fucked up. He's a good kid. He's down deep. There's that. Has he fucking put him? You know that. But you're there. And I like that.
And we have a healthy relationship.
That's very
and
good.
He can communicate with me.
That's so
and we
important.
Can talk all the things.
Can he communicate with Paul?
Yes.
Because if he can't, he can communicate with me.
He
and the
can.
Reason I say that he is because a young man like that needs a male mentor.
And that's something he's
he could call me.
I know.
You could tell him that, but they need it. You know, you're there, mom.
I know, I was listening you're there, to mom, him talk. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I feel like he's speaking about my son. I feel like he's speaking about Jameson. Like, this is all so relatable, everything that's happening
totally.
Here.
I kind of knew that. And I said, that's why I was going to tell you, you know, I like your son. And if he calls me, what's wrong? He knows I'll tell him the truth. I ain't going to fuck with him. And he needs that. And most kids need the Paul, a mentor. Not mom. Listen, mom.
No, I know.
But mom.
Yes.
You know. We know what it's like to get up with a heart on in the morning. You know, and you don't. And how to handle testosterone. How to handle. And I think Paul is great.
He's
Paul
fantastic.
Really is. Really level-headed.
It's incredible
Paul's
to watch.
Very
this.
Level-headed.
Yes.
Very late. You fell into a lot of good stuff with Paul.
Oh my God.
He really is.
I know.
Level-headed.
Yep.
Smart. Fun.
And I've learned a lot.
And fun.
And I've grown a lot.
And fun. That's
and
what
a lot
I like
of fun.
Cause
all the fun.
And I always tell people, you have to, if it's not there, you're fucked. Because you can go for 5 years and then you say, what the fuck am I doing? But when you have that fun, you can go party and go do it. And go to
time.
A concert and have fun. That, to me, is what keeps everything.
It's balanced. Very balanced all the way around.
You're good to know that. And, you know, as Paul has two young kids and, and you have the kid, the young ones. I mean, I love that fact because, again, I know Paul so well. And I was with him the other day, and that's why I said he'd come here. What do you want, Paul? Whatever you want, I'm going to give you for just. Tell her to come on, too, because I think people need to hear that, you know, what you've done, what you're trying to do, why you're trying to help people. Listen, if you can't do that, man. Listen, you're a beautiful woman. You can win. But if you win and don't get something that to look and say, fuck, win is great. You're beautiful. Nobody can tell you either way. You are it. You're a beautiful woman. How can you get that and then get some?
Use it for good.
Right.
Use it for good. You
know, all those, you look at you. You got a shot for sure at winning Miss, I don't know how it works, but Miss Florida, let's say. Mm-hmm. And again, I know the girl won Miss Vermont. She was in Miss USA. She'll talk to you. She's been on my show. I know her real well. There's responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not, you know, just that, you know, people think, oh, you're beautiful. You got an inner walk. No, bullshit. No. There's responsibilities. There's maybe social issues you want to highlight. Yeah. There's something you want to pick.
There's
that's
a mission
important.
Behind it. There's a mission.
Should
behind
be
it.
At least.
Yeah.
You listen, when somebody's giving you a platform.
Yeah.
Use it and use it the right way.
Right.
I have
absolutely.
A platform and I tell people, what do you got going on?
Yep.
I'm going to give you a platform. Use it.
Use it.
Don't come on here and fucking be fucking not saying anything.
Right.
Use your platform.
Yep.
You're going to have one here or wherever. And that young man, that songs were pretty good.
Oh my God. I about cried for both of them.
But you know what I noticed? He's more of a writer than a singer.
Yeah. You can tell that when he talks too.
Yeah. He's totally
like,
more
of a writer. I write. I don't know.
He's totally more of a writer than a singer. And I get it. But the kid reminds me, he grew up a tough kid, you know, like street kid. Which all of that is so easy for me to relate to.
Yeah.
You know, the kid. And my always thought is, if you're going to rob, fucking don't rob a store, rob a fucking $1 million like I did. Yeah. If you're going to rob, right? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but.
Oh, shoot.
No, I mean.
Well, I mean, you did it, and you learned a whole lot, but now look where you're,
sure
where you're
did.
At, and look
yeah.
at all the people that you're helping. So just
well, you
like
know,
what
that
you're
is,
saying.
That is a byproduct of it, but like somebody once said to me, you know, sometimes the ends don't justify the means. And they're right in that regard. You know, you hurt people along the way.
Yeah.
You know, but it is what it is. You can't change the past.
Yeah.
So move on. Like, I did that show on Jubilee. Did you see that show on Jubilee? I was just on a biggest.
Oh, Paul just told me about it, but we didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
8.7
million
views in 12 days.
About
a million views already.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, really?
In 12 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It's called Jubilee, and it's. Yep. It was 8 convicts, did he tell you?
Yeah,
that
he did tell me about it.
And
yes.
They ended up voting me the bad guy, but what it is, they did.
Oh, shoot.
How am I the bad guy? That is what
it
is.
It's all perspective.
Yeah, I'm look, see, they're like this. Oh, look. That's me. That's what they thought. we're just talking lots. That's me on that show. Watch. Chelsea's laughing so hard. Because I'm messing with it with the sounds. You guys are hearing the sounds, and it's funny, but I mean, I'm just doing it. Because Chelsea here, and again, Chelsea, I really want to thank you again for coming here to support what you're doing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How did you get into this? I'm not going to ask a woman her age.
Okay.
Can I say you're over 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know that, what that means. That means she's well.
It's one of, I know a lot of women don't like to like discuss their, I don't mind. Yeah, I'm 36.
Right? You look good.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you. I'm 36 and I'm proud to say that.
How do you keep
it
in such good
me.
Shape? Do you like work out every day?
Honestly, you know what? I eat a lot of pizza. And
fuck a lot. It's got to be in there somewhere.
Jeez, I'm Pete's Larry.
Oh, I got yelled at.
Yeah, well, you should
okay.
have. Yep.
Let's beep, 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 beep. That's what's going to happen.
We're going to put a bunch of bleeps on you.
That happens normally.
No, and
Nick,
really, I'm
wanna
active.
You
want to
write that down, Nick? 34 minutes? 32?
I'm busy. I'm just active, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of back and forth to Ohio. I'm doing all the things. I'm
staying
walking
active.
The beaches. I'm just active. I really.
Good for you.
I wish I could say that I had a workout regimen, but I really do not.
You're just active.
I actually think I told Paul to cancel my gym membership the other day because I just don't.
But you're
use
active.
It. I'm active. Yeah. I just stay busy and I am blessed.
Listen, you know, I often look like, you know, staying busy, it when you keep the mind busy, you keep the body busy, you keep everything busy.
Yes.
And obviously, you're not going crazy eating stupidly.
No.
You know,
no.
Like me.
I'm cautious about what I eat.
I'm a big eater. I like to eat. And yeah. When I eat, it can be crazy.
Well, and there are days, I've always just had a really odd eating habit. I'm like, it's like a
Chelsea, you have zero eating habit. Look at you. You're 120 pounds. Are you 120?
Under.
Under? Yeah. 115?
Yeah.
Jesus, you're six, no, how tall?
5'7".
5'7", 150, perfect. Ooh, that's kind of hot.
It is what it is, you know? I use food as my fuel, I used to stress eat, I used to emotionally eat, there was a point in time I was 200 pounds.
What?
Yes. Yeah. I think I hit 205. 205 was my max. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
I can't even picture that.
Yeah.
I know you're lying. I can't picture that.
Yep.
You know, I look at, like again, a woman that obviously I love food and I use food as comfort, which is wrong. Some people use food as fuel.
Listen, it helps that Paul is an amazing chef. He cooks.
And, you know, he cooks very healthy, though.
And very healthy.
He does. He actually, when I eat at his house, it's chicken with lemon or sometimes on the grill.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever. Yes, he does.
So good. So good. So that helps a lot.
We might get fucked up on some drinks he makes, but.
The heavy hand, right?
That's okay. I have a heavy hand. I love going over there. I haven't been over there. I got to go over more. He comes here, which is cool.
Yeah.
What I like. And. He'll stop by anytime, you know.
Yeah.
And if he says that, oh, I got something with you. Come on over. Tell me what you want, whatever kind
yeah,
of
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And then he supports you, which I love.
I love that.
I told him, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's beautiful. Whatever we're building here, we're throwing a whole lot of big things together, and it's just, it's gelling so beautifully.
And you know, it's about the journey.
Yeah,
I often try to tell people, you know, the ending in life sucks. Nobody has ever come back and said, oh, death is great.
Yeah.
So it sucks. Mm-hmm. The ending sucks, no matter how you tell me. I don't care. And nobody's came back and said, you know, it was good.
That was a good time.
No, nobody. So the ending sucks.
I'll
call it that. If somebody comes back and says, no, don't, I'll research it.
Mm-hmm.
So the ending sucks. So what's it all about? It's the journey.
Yeah.
You're on a journey. We're all on a journey.
Yeah.
You help as many people. You live your life. You do the things you want to do. Yep. That's why I'm not a person that looks at somebody and says, oh, I don't, you know me pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't give a fuck what people think.
I know. I don't. I'm aware. Yep.
A zero. Because you either like me for who I am or don't like me for who I am.
Yeah.
I'm okay with either.
Yeah.
I'll move on. I don't care.
Yeah.
You either like me for who I am or don't like me
for
who I am.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's all good.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And
sure does.
I live my life that way. Yeah. I treat everybody with respect. You know that. I treat everybody with respect. If you don't treat me with respect, I'm not going to give a shit. I'm just going to not hang out with you anymore. And
Right.
Why am I going to put myself in situations?
I'm not going to stress about it. I'm just going
to
move on.
Why am I going to put myself in situations where I give a... Paul and I love, we go to concerts together, you know, Sublime. And we have so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's just pure fun.
Yeah.
Whether we get fucked up or something. and I'm laughing. Oh, my God. I could tell you stories about, you know... celebrities we see so fucked up they can't walk or whatever.
Oh,
you heard some stories about what we're with.
Yeah.
And we have so much fun because I got a lot of access.
Yeah.
You know, to things. Yep. And everybody I bring, I know they like it. And they know how to handle it. They know how to, you know, not fucking make themselves look stupid or, you know, make, you know. And I love that part of it. You know, and we go and I'll take the RV with Nick and then Paul will pop in, you know, we have fun, and he, because Paul loves music, certain music, you know, stuff like that. Even more than I did.
Share of it this year.
Oh, my God. Yep. I remember that concert. I was sweating so bad.
No, Sammy Hagar.
No, Sublime.
No, I didn't. I wasn't at Sublime, but
do you remember
the Sammy Hagar one, you were sweating.
Oh, my God. I was in this Sublime concert. I think I probably lost 20 pounds. No, I mean, it was just so hot.
Yeah.
It was 100 degrees. Yeah. But then we went into our RV. You know, my RV's got everything in it.
Yeah.
Three air conditions. And I'm boy, whacked, man. Nick
super
was running
nice.
The
ball. Super nice. Super nice.
And I interviewed Sublime, and I take Paul with me because he loves that.
Yeah.
You know, he loves that. You know, he's into that.
Yeah.
And we were messed up with Eric Eric Wilson's the baseball man. Well, we whacked. What a fun time. We're in the green room and Paul took pictures. Did he tell you some of those stories?
Yeah, he sent me some pictures.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Are they funny? Mm-hmm. Oh my. And I look worse than everybody. That's what got me mad. I said, come on, Paul. You got to make me look good. But no, he doesn't. So we are with everybody. If you just jumped in on the show, we are with Chelsea Delgado, who is Miss Melbourne, who is going for Miss Florida.
Correct. Miss Florida for America.
Miss Florida for America. It's a pageant. There's about five different pageants, right?
Oh, there's a lot of different pageants, but this one...
It's a pretty big one.
This is a very well-established. It's been around.
Yeah,
one
of course.
The longest standing.
Of course, the owners
reputable.
Of the pageant are Richard and Trump.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. They're worth tons of money. They own Westgate Resorts and all
that.
Yep.
So, and then here's a cool part. So, let's just hypothetically, I win this title, okay? And then we go to Vegas.
Is that where Miss Florida
that's,
is?
That, no, Miss Florida is in Orlando. But if I win this, then I go to Vegas for Nationals. And then
to become
at
what?
Westgate Lake Resorts there where Elvis performed and where he had a residency.
I'm going.
How cool is that?
You got to win. I'm going.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Well, you're looking good. Just keep working on it.
Yeah. That's a super cool opportunity. I mean, it's just endless opportunities.
When is
with
that?
This organization? In August, I believe. Nationals would be in August.
Something in August. I don't know. I'm going to Germany. I don't know when. I'm going to Germany and Belgium and stuff.
Well,
but wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool. That'll be cool. So does that mean one person from every state will go?
Yes.
So there's 50 of them going to Vegas.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That'd be cool as hell.
I mean, it just.
Are you meeting good friends? Dream. Are you making friends?
Yeah. You know, we have a group.
I want to hang out with all these girls.
Well, you show up on that weekend, get your ticket, and
can I get a backstage to the dressing room?
Oh, I'm sure we could work something out while everybody's dressed and prepped.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
We're not sneaking you in there anyway.
Damn.
Yeah. So this is going to be exciting. It's a really good.
Yeah. Yep. I look at that and I say, obviously, we're in Vegas, you know.
It's at the Westgate Lake Resort there.
Is there a casino there? I don't even know there was a Westgate. It's a casino, I guarantee that.
I haven't even looked that far right now. I'm focused on my next steps right here to get to Orlando.
May 19th.
May 19th is the pageant.
Is the pageant.
In Orlando.
In Orlando, yep. At Westgate Resort.
Yep.
Can anybody go to it? Is there tickets?
Yep, there is tickets. So the link
that
I'm going to give you,
it's
going to be all right there on my Linkster account. So all you got to do, all the tickets, the People's Choice, all my handles.
You're going to give us a link I can put in my in this post.
Correct.
And I can put in a post online.
Correct. Yes.
And they can look at what's going on, buy tickets or go to the event,
absolutely.
Vote for you.
Vote for me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All
I love
the
that.
Things, everything.
Definitely going to do that. Yeah. I mean, I look at you and I say, first of all, you're doing a good cause. You're trying to help people. You're trying to raise. These people raise money for good causes.
Oh, they're doing really great things.
Obviously. And I love that. And it's the wife's project. So whenever I hear the wife's involved, you know it's good.
Yep.
You know,
it's it's
you really
good.
Do.
It's
her
really
name
good.
Is Jackie, right?
Correct.
David and Jackie
David
Siegel.
David and Jackie Siegel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very big. Matter of fact, guys, if you want to look them up, they have the fifth biggest home in America, 90,000 square feet, I think it is. But they're the real deal. And they are owners of the pageant.
I guess.
So they're not going back in the bed into the locker rooms like Trump used to do.
No, definitely not. I'm excited. The gala is going to be a great time.
Are you going to be in a bikini?
Yep. There
are you
going to
be in a gown?
Bikini.
I love gowns.
Yeah. So
gowns.
There's the interview. There's interviews with the judges.
But I thought they did away with like question and answer. No.
Well, they will do a question and answer on stage, but you'll do interviews privately with all the judges. And then you'll go.
There's no
and
talent
you'll do
portion.
There is no talent. That's okay, what they did take the talent away.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, come on. I don't care if you're beautiful and you can't play a fucking cello. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I don't need to be shit.
Yeah. So we do interviews. Then there's you know, introductions, and there's swimsuit and there's formal gown, and then you'll also be interviewed on stage.
Can you look at the camera?
Yes.
Look how beautiful she is. I'm just looking at her. She's beautiful. She has beautiful lips, beautiful eyes, beautiful. Aww. Look at her. If you guys are out there, go to our website. Go to The Real Deal with Larry Lawton. Check her out.
Yes.
Really, you're beautiful.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
And I love that. I didn't want to embarrass you. She's just beautiful. She got a beautiful face. She's just a beautiful woman.
Oh,
and she's going to be totally naked for this. No.
No. No. Damn. We're not going there. I'm cutting you off. I'm cutting you off right there.
I always get that. I'm only kidding. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
No, she's going to be at this pageant. You're going to do it. Now you got a gown.
Yeah.
You have a bathing suit?
Yes.
Now, do you pick your own bathing suit?
Yeah, you pick everything.
Can you wear a thong?
No. No. There are going to be children here, and this is
what is wrong with a thong?
Listen, Linda, it's hard.
I just asked what's wrong with it.
Well,
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Listen, it's just that's not pageant etiquette.
I get it. But if you're in a bikini and it's just a little bikini on it, what's the difference between a thong and a regular bikini?
Yeah, well, I don't really know. But it's just a personal preference, I guess, is what I'm going to tell you. Personal preference, I wouldn't wear the thong. I wouldn't do it.
Damn, I think you win the vlog, you win. Listen, if I wear the thong, I get thrown out.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I would, too. I don't know, but I'm not willing to press
thrown
my
out.
Luck.
You're not getting thrown out. I guarantee. I will make sure you don't get thrown out. No. So you have that. So you have question and answer.
Yep.
You have a gowns, a bikini, anything else? What else?
Yep. And, well, the interviews and that's...
Like, do you come out and, like, do something? Like, is it like a regular party? You answer questions, you then go to the next, and then they break it down to the next. How many people will be in this pageant?
So I believe
for
in
Miss Florida.
For the Miss division, I think we're at
eight. Whoa. You said Miss and
yeah,
Miss.
Yeah, so there's going to be, there'll be three. So there'll be a Mrs. Florida America.
Mrs. Florida, that means they're married.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Okay. So
and then
you're
Mrs.
not married, though.
Correct.
Ah.
So then there'll be Mrs. Florida America, Mrs. Florida American, and then Miss Florida for America.
Can they all compete against each other and then get the one?
No. So it's divided in the Misses and the Miss. So that won't be.
So who goes on to Vegas?
Everybody that wins.
Oh, okay, okay.
A Mrs.
Okay, those three Florida people will
America.
Be going.
Yeah, correct.
That's
correct.
What I want to know.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So three people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. It's a really cool opportunity. So the Miss division is actually, they just started that a few years ago. So it's actually a newer addition to their organization.
Well, I mean, I think the more people they include to a division like that.
Yeah.
It's probably better. Listen, I'm sure the right people are joining.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to see it degrade the, you know.
There are so many incredible women. When I went to that workshop, just listening to some of the things that these women are doing and what they stand for and what they're trying to achieve with this.
Impressive, right?
I mean, just incredible.
Is that great?
It's just empowering. It's empowering to hear all these other women and what they've done and how far they've come to get to this point and what their goals are. And to know that I'm going to get to spend a whole weekend with them and build friendships. And it's really becomes a sisterhood.
That's what you do, right.
That's a sisterhood.
That is true.
And I mean, right now already, having not even gone through the pageant, I have that sisterhood already. Like we're in the group text every day. There's something coming through from somebody. And there's just constant communication. The incredible empowerment.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome. And you know, it's really awesome.
And you find out these women really, like you said, not only stand for something, I never like when, like, listen, I'm the old-time guy that's, you know, old-time male chauvinist kind of guy. But I always respected women that they could do more. I'm still a believer. The old school Larry is, listen, you're my wife. You can look beautiful. You're going to change the baby's diapers. You're going to be home. We can have fuck around. We can do anything else. But it's going to be agreed upon. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that kind
I
of
understand.
Stuff. And that's just, and I can't get out of it. And I know guys like Nick who go to the show. They're young. And they're like, fuck
what?
You, women. Yeah,
yeah,
fuck you, women.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I respect women. So it's not like I don't respect women.
Right.
Totally. I mean, I would never do anything a woman don't want to do. I don't do this. And I look at that and I say, wow. You know, I mean, you girls are all 30 years old or about, yep. give or take, right?
Yeah. Is everybody I'm not 100% sure. I mean, on the ages of, especially the Mrs. Division, I'm not sure where we're different there.
Now, does everybody, like, what you're doing, do they raise a basket or something?
Yeah, every contestant is bringing a basket to auction.
There's nobody bringing a basket like you.
I hope not.
I can't see. You got an artist with a $4,000. You got a cigar guy with $3,000.
I know.
You got a lot of
stuff. It's incredible. And it really represents what Melbourne is and what Melbourne's been to me personally. So
that's cool.
It's
I mean, I know you know some artists here Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
You know a lot of artists. I met you at an event one time I was mm-hmm. at, and it was a Derek. What's his name?
Boris.
Yep. And he does the abstract art or whatever that is. And, amazing though.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is amazing what he does.
Yeah, he is.
But he does the Melbourne stuff. Mm-hmm. And I look at that and, you know, you'd be surprised. I think they should, there's actually a Medal of Honor winners in Brevard County.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get somebody like that or somebody, you know, I've found out a lot of things, you know, going to a lot of places here when I go to events. There's amazing people.
Yeah.
You know,
there's and a I lot love, of incredible
I mean,
talent.
One of my friends here, you know, invented the iPhone Touch.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's other friends who did different business. I mean, it's this talent is here.
It is. It is here. And I honestly, it feels like a dream being here.
And I had him on my show, Larry. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
He told the whole story on my show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, wow, 6 months, not even 4 months ago.
Okay.
We were hanging out, me, him, and Laz, and they told their success stories.
Oh, nice.
Which, you know, amazing, you know. You're talking about, you know, great guys, though.
Yeah.
You'd never know.
Great people, yeah.
You'd never know they're very, very, very successful.
Yeah.
And just the way they handle themselves.
Yeah.
And listen, they hang out with an ex-con.
Yeah.
You know, think of that. You know what I mean? I look at that and say, man, you guys got balls.
Yeah.
Nah, they're good guys. They know
they are
for a long
guys.
Time.
Very nice.
And, you know, we have that great group of dinner group.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Paul better come next one.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah.
You know, that's every, that's the Wednesday, the second Wednesday, I think it is the month. And, you know.
Well, you better text them and remind them.
I will, because you know where we go. We go up to the.
Yep.
And it's all, but we have 15 guys, you know, all successful guys.
Yeah.
But it's a hell of a group to be involved in, because we can help each other. We do a lot of things.
That's your support. Your support.
Again, the Franks, the people, you know, everybody there. Matt, you know, we all help each other, whether it's shows, whether it's Botox, whether it is. No, and I'm glad you're raising stuff, because you got a hell of a basket already.
Yeah.
I know what your basket's worth already.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good.
Your basket's over $5,000.
Yeah.
Already. Yep. Minimum.
Yes.
I mean, that's actual value.
Correct.
And that's not counting helping people or whatever.
Yeah.
This basket go for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
And I think people are going to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to value the art.
Yeah.
But I know what they're going to value. Mine is a hard product.
I'm glad you brought that up again. I've been trying to show you this.
I want to show
you this correlation with when I connected
with
Sean.
But will they value it?
It's going, you tell me. I want your raw opinion.
Okay.
Before I tell you what I think, I want your raw opinion. Okay. So
before you tell me.
Okay. So now I go to Sean. This is what I want to do. This is what I want from you. What do you think? He comes through, goes through all his different pieces, and he's just thinking, and he had started a piece, and in his mind, he thought he was making it.
And this is a renowned artist, yeah.
No, this is, yeah. And he thought he was creating this piece with autism in mind, okay? But.
Autism, meaning his autism?
No, just autism in general. He works with a lot
of
the
You know,
autism
a lot of people
Foundation
have autism.
Yeah, oh,
so,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Me, probably.
Yeah, no. So this is the piece. Okay, and then when you look at that, I want you to swipe that way.
This way.
Swipe that way, yep. Mm-hmm. And then look at the cover of the book for Jackie and David's daughter in the foundation, Victoria's Voice.
Wow.
Yes.
So then listen to me, guys. I'll tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a piece of art done in Indian Harbor Beach. That's a beautiful picture, number one. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, I'm not even comparing it to the book,
right?
Because the book is, I get it. Mm-hmm. Book is beautiful, and I see it. It's by David and Jackie Siegel. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have them on. If she'd like to come on, I will have her.
Jackie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or him or her or whatever.
Yeah.
This piece of art, though, that is good. I mean, that is done. That is done by a pencil or whatever it is.
He painted it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you guys can see this or Nick can get it in, but I'm going to, hopefully Nick can, and maybe I'll send it to him. Yeah. But I will tell you what, that's pretty impressive right there.
And all Victoria wanted was she wanted to be able to share her diary. And so Victoria, the name of that daughter. Piece, Victoria is the daughter.
I don't know if she wanted to do that. I mean, obviously David and Jackie Siegel, they lost their daughter. I mean, how hard. I mean, my mom, you know my mom.
Yeah.
She has two daughters, two grandkids. Talk about crazy.
Wow.
My sister was 49, and my other sister was 56, both dead. And both nephews were 24 when they died. Her grandkids. So she's been through a lot with us boys in prison. I don't even want to go. My mother's got a, you want to talk about a strong
she's
woman?
Saint.
Strong woman.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Strong. You know, it has to be crazy.
Yeah.
She's with me.
You guys have put her through the ringer.
Holy shit. And boy, what we put my mother through, that's an understatement. But look at that. I caught my thing. Anyway, so how can people get to you?
Well, they can get to me through the link that I'm going to give you.
Right, we're going to put that
provide
there.
That on your, on this. And my Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
Chelsea and Stars.
See, we'll put it. Oh, we're gonna put it in.
Put that in.
We're
gonna
put it in a link too,
Facebook,
guys.
And Facebook and a TikTok, and we've got all the things, and we're getting ready to just.
You gotta get on them. You gotta get on them.
Doing. I know.
It's not
Nick
easy.
Already gave me the. He gave me the.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you deal with Nick, you're gonna hear the real deal.
Yep.
I think I've trained him too well.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's good.
He
for
yells
you.
At me.
Good for you. That's good for everybody now, right?
No, he yells at me. He's good, though. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you how to get there.
Yeah, you guys are great.
He does know what he's doing, and he's gotten to be one of the better editors. We were up late last night going over Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
It's the software and stuff because I'm doing some stuff.
Yeah.
He knows his shit. Yeah. I mean, he's got a hell of a college going here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's good. He's good, and he's a lot of fun, and he does care about people. And he wants to help anybody who calls or help. He's not going to do it for you.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you how to do
how
it.
How to do it.
How to do
and
it.
What you
but
should
get
be
off
doing.
Your ass and do it.
Yeah.
And he's right. You know what I mean? Yep. In that regard. Even me, I want. We were on our phone call with our Facebook rep. We have all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned a lot. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, doing what we're doing. It's good to go with a young kid who knows what he's doing. He's usually on the board, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm there, and usually, but you know.
Yeah, everything's all moved around in here since I've been here last.
Wow, right?
Big Isn't change.
It? Yeah. Well, you remember the ball got wrecked by the fucking
I
one wheel.
I saw that.
And actually, Nick's station is now a 4 terabyte computer.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's got the big deal over there.
That's a nice setup.
Yep, and I got my setup and. Obviously, we sell cigars, we do things, and we do a lot of content out of here. And it's good because I take care of mom right here.
Yeah, that's super nice.
But Chelsea, I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, I want to thank you for having me, and thanks for all your support with our basket. And
listen, I can't wait to hear about it.
This.
I can't wait to hear about it. You got to take some videos.
It's
going to
be amazing. It'll be
I will put a link on my website.
Yep.
I'll put one on my community page or whatever.
Okay.
Especially YouTube, like get there, put a link,
absolutely, and
tell them get out there and vote for you. Go on our Discord, go on to places. You should have your son do it too.
Yes,
he knows what that's about.
Yeah,
I think you got a shot. I really do. You're
Thank
beautiful. You.
You
know, you present well,
Thank
and
you.
I think you'll do good. Yeah. No matter what you do, you're really helping these people.
Yeah.
Hey, Morty, that's my man. Who come
there
in the house? We got Paul. We got Chelsea's better half. I don't know. Under half. I don't even know what to call him. But we were just doing the show. We were actually wrapping up. We're just talking about that. And but, you know, what you're doing, you got to keep doing.
Because
it's the positive way.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're going to be following you. We're going to put the links everywhere.
I appreciate
and
that.
And then when you do that, You got to get, you know.
Yeah.
Listen.
You got
to
get behind
I want to go
right?
to Vegas. I'll tell Paul, we're okay. going to Vegas. You go to Vegas, I'm going to Vegas, Paul. Yeah. Yep. You hear that? I am going to Vegas. She goes to Vegas. We got to go to Vegas. I'm carrying her bag. You can carry the bag. I'm not. I'm going to get there, though. I'm going to be sitting in first class on the way there, falling asleep. And then when I get there, I'll go talk to her. No, it's at the Westgate. So anybody, we will be having links up right here today after the show. We'll be links on our show. The links on our all over. We're going to be the community page. Look at Morty.
Morty's trying to give you a high five. Oh,
that's our Morty. Morty's the best. Anyway, everybody. Anybody else to support? Want to thank the Seagulls?
Yeah, man. Definitely thank the Seagulls just for this opportunity in itself. I mean, and allowing me to embrace that foundation. Victoria's Voice has been huge because
helping kids who commit suicide. That's what I love.
No, it was. Drugs,
overdose, yeah, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Whatever happened to that family, could have been.
Yeah.
Listen, they're doing what they can.
I feel
for them. I really do feel for them.
Yeah,
because it's so hard. I know because I have my brother who lost his son, my sister lost her son, and she lost her life. Mm. All that stuff is just. I look at my mother.
Yeah,
two kids, two grandkids, and all that kind of stuff. And you know these Seagulls are doing what they can.
Yeah.
So good for them. 90,000 square foot house. Good for them. 90,000 square. I don't want to even walk around it because it's too big. I need a golf cart inside the house.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Think about that. 90,000 square. I don't walk 90,000 square feet in a week.
Yeah.
I live in a 1,500, 1,700 square foot house. Morty, what are you doing, Morty? Hey.
Oh, my God.
Look at him. Is
the
he adorable?
Smile is just
is he
great.
Adorable?
And he gets a pillow?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the boss.
That's what he was waiting for. Go get my pillow.
Oh, look at him.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
the boss.
He's the king.
Anyway, right. Chelsea, thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
You know, you've been great. And please, you know, I want you to think about a few things. Think about what you're going to do and how you're going to come back on and tell us you won or lost. Either way, you're telling us, right?
Yep.
All right. There Absolutely. You go. Absolutely. I love it. Everybody, please stay safe.
Don't touch anything. It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.